Hey, George, I'm calling from Springfield, Missouri.
Well, welcome. Not too far from St. Louis. Not too far.
Exactly. KWTO, 560 AM.
Good to talk with you. What's going on?
Well, being as that you are from these parts, I was wondering if you might have ever heard of or seen the Spook Light down by Joplin, Missouri.
I've heard of them, talked about them just a little bit. I've never been out there to see them, though.
Okay, well, being that I'm from these parts, I've seen this since I was a kid, and I'm 42 years old. I want to say that the behavior of it has changed tremendously in the last several years. And without getting too elaborate with my description, I can tell you that the road it's located on a dirt road outside of Joplin. It's about 2.5 miles long. It consists of 5 different hills, which when you start and you turn onto the road, you're at an elevation of 2,700 feet. By the time you get to the end of the road, you went down about 300 feet, correct?
Right.
So what happens is when you get to the top of these hills, you see this light. And when you're at the certain hills, you see a certain phenomena, and it is not repeated at any other hills, and you always see the certain thing at a certain hill. Well, now when you get down to the fifth hill, which is way down at the end of the road, and that's always been nothing more than a function of to go back down to and turn around and come back, right, and face the direction again. Okay, you go down to the last hill now, and you come over a wide hill, and you look out, and you look into the sky, because you can see way out up into the sky here. There's a crack in the sky, and there's a big opening, and there's like a craft sitting up there. And it's been there for 2 years now, and I've got this on film. I've taken quite a few people out there, and we've filmed this, it's incredible. I listen to your show all the time. I hear people talking about UFOs and things crashing here and there, but you can go out to the Spook Light now, and you can see this thing sitting up in the sky. And when you pull up out there on that last hill, you're right outside this people's house, and their dogs start barking, and they run out, and they go, "What are you doing? We're looking at that. Can you see that?" And they're going, "Yeah." And they just get out of here.
That's incredible. Now, and you have to be in that certain area in order to see the craft?
There is 5 hills. Now, let me tell you something very significant. When you go to the first hill, and do you remember any tales related to you about the Spook Light at all?
Yeah, and these are pretty good-sized hills, aren't they?
Yes, there are. Like I said, it's 2.5 miles long. You know, you're at 2,700 feet. By the time you get done, you went down about 300 or 400 feet. When you go to the first hill, for instance, I've got a very nice Bushnell telescope, and me and my girlfriend happened to one time think, let's go out there and look at this thing through a telescope, because we had been very, attracted to it for a long time. And by the way, I live 2 miles away from there. It explained why I could always go to this place every night and record what I saw. So, anyways, we go out there, and we put the optic piece on this thing at the first hill, and it's incredible. What you see in the round optic piece, you see it half dark, and then you see, like, And this is crazy, but you see a metal-looking object that looks kind of like the Jules Verne Nautilus.
Oh, yeah.
At a tilted angle going into the Earth, and then it's dark. And then there's 2 windows in that, and sometimes at the bottom of this thing is a small little door that is open. When that door is open, there's a light that moves around inside of that looks like a star. And the only thing I can describe that is it looks like nuclear fission. You've seen the diagram of that where it looks like it's just kind of like fizzing and the atoms are breaking and separating and then joining back together.
It could be cold fusion.
You're not supposed to be able to see something like that with your eyes anyways. I'd like to say there's a lot of things to say about this. You can see this craft sitting there all the time at the first hill like that through the optic piece. If you were to look at it with your naked eye at the distance, all you would see is lights that look like they're moving across the road.
Have you noticed any military planes in the area?
Well, let me tell you something. The first time that the government went out there was 1 month after Roswell in 1947, and the Army Corps of Engineers went out there, and they did a survey out there, and they were out there for a summer, the summer of 1947, and when they got done, they wrote about a 10-page booklet on it, and they said they had no conclusion. They had tried to simulate the effects of the Spook Light in any way that they could through, explaining it through
natural
gases, and there's zinc mines around the area in places and stuff like that in the Joplin area, chat piles and stuff, but they could not duplicate it. And, of course, it's been seen for several hundred years, actually.
Does this craft ever leave or move?
It is always sitting there as still as could be, and you can shine, like I've got a laser light that will shine down a road for like a mile straight, and it absorbs it, and it goes right into it, and it doesn't go out the back of it or anything. Once you go down that hill that you're on, that last hill, of course, if you were to just say, get out your car and start walking on foot, which is what you will do at every one of these hills, as you start to gradually walk down the hill in feet, you will come to a point where you take one more step and you start to lose the vision of what you're looking at, which tells you that all these things are in a straight line.
Do you have a good picture of this thing?
I have very good stuff of this, and I have drawn all this out and through all the repeated times that we have went out there. I had tried to contact some people about this at some point in time several years ago, and I kind of felt like they didn't want to hear what I was telling them.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Some MUFON people and stuff like that from Missouri, and they were taken back by it. I also talked to a guy from NASA who told me that Alan J. Hynek had stirred up a lot of conversation about the spook light in the 60s, and that the Joplin area, the Chamber of Commerce there, actually used it as a tourist attraction.
What did he call it? Swamp gas then? Because that's what he did in Michigan.
I'm not familiar with what Alan J. Hynek's what his final thought was on that. I know that his wife was from Kansas City, Missouri, and that they came back to the Midwest once in a while, and one time they actually went down to the spook light themselves, and he came away completely bewildered.
Well, I tell you what you do. If you could get us that photograph, I'd love to be able to post it on the website of the craft. Either get it to Sean at coasttocoastam.com, S-H-A-W-N, or Lex at coasttocoastam.com. Get it to us, and we'll take a peek at it. Just some still, that'll be fine. Or if you want to MP, how do they do that, Dan? MP3 the video to them, and we'll take a look at that. Thanks.